Dorothy. Bye.
Bye-bye. Good luck to all of you.
Thank you.
You bet.
Bye now.
Isn't that something?
Bye. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
How about that?
Okay.
Isn't that something?
All right, then.
How about that?
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Isn't that something?
How about that?
She's staying on the line.
She is.
Oh,
dear. Oh, bye-bye now.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye.
Isn't that something? I'm going to hang up now.
Oh, you are?
How about that?
How about that? Isn't that something?
Are you all through talking?
Yeah, we're done.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Okay, that's it. Bye bye.
All right then.
Okay.
So long.
How about that?
Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Hey. Buzz, I know we were throwing all kinds of stuff in under the wire there.
Yes. Yeah. In the allotted time, interestingly, in the 60 seconds that you gave yourselves, you ended up tied at 28 each, but in the final analysis, you know, in overtime, Mike added 15 more for a total of 44. Don added 18 more for a total of 46. So you guys just about made 100 there.
Well,
you
congratulations!
We did 100, huh?
Between the two of you, you got to 100.
That's great!
Congratulations!
Hey. Isn't that something?
And then at the end, was she, correct me if I'm wrong, was she playing the Don't Hang Up game?
I believe so.
I think she was.
And I don't buy for a minute that she doesn't watch Matlock.
That's how we got all those bonus, Isn't That Something and How About That, to all that stuff with her not hanging up the telephone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 96 years young, bless her heart.
There you go. She's going to be in a casket soon. Isn't that something?
How about that?
Let's clear out the alive and get a phone scan going. At 877-365-3636.
Oh, feel the ocean breeze, Park, Florida.
Isn't that something?
How about that?
Phone scan. Phone scan. You're live on screen calls coming up next.
Take care, old woman.
Don't go dying on me.
Isn't that something?
We'll be right back.
How about this? Is the Don and Mike Show.
As I was getting out of the car one day, I was crossing the lawn. And there was a dog turd on the lawn. And I went back and I took my camera out of the car and I took a very close photograph of it. He said, I then took that photograph and filmed the photograph, had it developed and filmed. I then took that film and changed it to video, and then the video then went into a computer where it's, I don't know, like it's digitally reprocessed or something like that. And at that point, he showed me, this is what I did, and he showed me he went back to the original, he showed me the picture, as it were, on film, on the video monitor, and then he tapped in a couple of commands, and all of a sudden, this flat picture became wrapped into a sphere. And then he generated some light from different sources, as if it were a sun, and it looked, of course, exactly like this kind of asteroid or planet. And it was just a dog turd done on his lawn.
That was cute.
The Don and Mike Show.
No fake breath, no condoms, all naked sex, and entertainment value. The Don and Mike Show.
Right, right. Tighter than a nun.
Yeah.
That's the guy that was Q on Star Trek.
John Delancey.
Thank you, Buzz. That's the guy's name. Phone scan.
We had Q on one time, didn't we?
No, we had Odo on from Deep Space Nine.
And you never had Q on the phone?
No, and we had Wesley Crusher on, and we had Worf on. I don't think we ever had him on.
I don't remember him.
I think that was just a tape like that some Trekkie sent us.
Right.
Why are you squinting like that?
Because when I did that to Rob, you'd turn around.
Well, you squint? Yeah, because when you're... Rob's standing behind
That's
me.
That's my look that just goes...
I'm not sure.
So you only do that so I turn around and look at him?
That particular time. Sometimes I'll look at Rob when that's my real legitimate fourth time. That was just, I didn't know.
Okay.
That was back in the days where you had us over to your house in Star Trek suits.
You suckers. 877-365-3636.
You were having a big laugh, weren't you?
Yeah, I was.
Look what I can make them all do.
Yeah, right. That was my motivation. It wasn't the fact that I was into the show.
You're taking videos, you know.
Or that I was into sex at the time. Star Trek, the freaking next generation.
You have Odo's mask, right?
I've got his face. I've got his face. I've also got a phaser that was used on Star Trek, the next generation. And I've got a piece of Captain Picard's seat from the Bridge of the Enterprise.
Yeah, you actually got that yourself. You stole that.
Stole it. Well, we're out there. And I got that real uniform. That real cool uniform that was really worn on the show by some guy.
That's true.
Hi. How you doing? Go ahead, Mike.
How are you anyway?
I'm an idiot. I used to...
No, it's a phase. You've gone through phases. You're a passionate man.
I used to be very into Star Trek, The Next Generation.
You have passions. You have passions.
And now my passions are all for the TV show Joey.
Right. Enthusiasms. Enthusiasms.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yes, this is a phone scam. We take unscreened calls.
I heard the first two words out of this phone scam, which were...
And you are on the air.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Okay.
Listen, Don, you're a big football fan. I'm looking for the video of Theismann when he broke his leg. Anybody, you know where I can find that?
No, I don't, but I have every copy of the show Joey that's been out thus far. There's only been 11 episodes. Now, you know, I would imagine you could do a search on ESPN or Fox Sports.
I remember that. It was a Monday night game and Lawrence Taylor and Nasty E.
What am I saying? I've got it. We watched it on Christmas Eve.
He gathered the family around. Let's watch Joe break his leg again. Oh, man. I feel, you know what? Even bringing that up, I'm playing the video in my mind right now, and that's about the nastiest injury I've ever seen in football.
I think if you have a videotape, sir, that's going to be on Dick Clark's next bloopers show.
Ed McMahon.
My greatest memory of Joe Theismann is not when he called the show that day and got mad because we were goofing on him, or the many times that we've been at events with Joe and when we were invited to his wedding. Yeah. My greatest Joe Theismann moment outside of his leg being broken, which is not a great moment.
No.
It's a historical moment. Right. He wrote a book after the Redskins won a Super Bowl. And he gave me an autographed copy, and he wrote, "Don, you are the best, Joe Theismann." And he wrote, "While you are."
Ah.
You are the best. And
you've always remembered that.
Yeah.
That's neat.
What a dumb thing to write. It's while you apostrophe R-E.
And he's a Notre Dame guy.
Yeah. Right, which is why he wrote Y-O-U-R.
You're
the best. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Great show, guys.
He's got to be thrilled to know that whenever people come over to my house and look at my collection of football stuff, I always pull that one out at the very end, like, hey, and just so you don't think that it's all just crazy jock sniffing, take a look at what this guy wrote, huh? And I've shown it to more than one person who has given it back to me and said, that's really cool. And then I said, but it's not correct. Y-O-U-R. They go, why do you care?
You want the apostrophe. You want the R-E. You want it there.
No, not really. I'm just jealous of Joe Theismann. Tremendously jealous of him.
He's a very nice man. He's come to a lot of functions.
Did you see him on the Rams game over the weekend?
No, I did not.
He loves being on TV.
He's the TV guy.
God damn, he loves being on TV like I love being on the radio. It's like when they go to the shot of those three guys, you can't keep Theismann's face out.
You can. He's a gentleman that enjoys talking.
What's the thing you
said? The joke that we used to do when he'd come on the show is we would ask a question, and this is a true story. Don and I, and either one of us would ask a particular question of Joe, and then when he would start the answer, it would have to be a loaded question that would be something like, Joe, what do you think is the state of the modern NFL? Something where he could literally go on, and he would go on.
We would take our headphones off and leave the room.
And we'd walk out of the studio.
We'd leave the room.
And he knew it. It got back to him one time. He knew we did that.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Are you there?
Remember that commercial for ESPN with the dog, and they're all playing cards, and they all broke into a breadstick with that Joe Theismann commercial?
Oh, yeah. That is a commercial where they did mention Joe Theismann. Hey, you know what the best... And everybody is talking about it, but I've liked it all year, and I think everybody has. And the more that he does, the more the commercial becomes great. The one with Peyton Manning caught that meat.
Right.
And then when he says to the people coming to work, you're my favorite worker. You're on my fantasy team.
Yeah.
And then some guy going to the office touches his hand, and Peyton Manning holds his hand up and goes, I'm never washing this hand again. He's a rube, but he's a good, marketable rube.
Yeah, and they put him in some good ones. I'm fond of the one where he's trying to make nice with the defensive players. And he's sitting there, like, and they're all in the yoga thing, or they're in that yoga position at the end. And the guy, the linebacker from whatever team, is just staring at him like he wants to kill him. And Peyton Manning just kind of glances back. He's in a lot of, he is the marketable man right now.
And I know they're out of the playoffs, and it's too late to bring it up, but I've never had the opportunity to bring up the name Drew Brees on this show, the guy who's quarterback of the Chargers. Mm-hmm. How come nobody's ever called him John Boy? Have you seen that giant friggin' Gorbachev-like growth? That big wine spot that's on Drew?
Yeah, but does he have a port wine stain?
On the right side of his face, mm-hmm. and it's as big as, well, how big is that?
That's about the size of a half dollar.
Yeah, it's bigger than that.
Really?
And every time I've seen this dude interviewed on these NFL shows, nobody ever says to him, hey, what's up with that thing on your face?
You just can't get that out of these interviews.
It's almost
right
like that Seinfeld where Elaine went to see the lady with the goiter.
Yeah, right. Buck melanoma. Molly Russell's wart.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, gentlemen, I have to say, Don, you have nothing to be jealous of with Joe Theismann.
Pardon?
You have nothing to be jealous of.
Sure I don't. I've got the tape. Hey, you ever been in a Super Bowl?
There you go.
He's the best. Is he the best at putting people down?
Is he married again?
I think he's married to the one that he married after we went to the wedding. I think that's the one he's still married to.
Not the one. He didn't stay married to the one that the wedding we went to.
No.
We were in a hot tub with wife number one.
That's right.
Right?
Sherry.
Then he got married again, and we met Rudy Martsky for the first time at Joe's second wedding.
Oh, no kidding.
And then,
yeah,
I think he's married the woman he was with,
I think,
from Memphis.
I think it
he's
might be.
He's been married three times.
I think it might be four.
Four?
I think it might be.
Do you mean that maybe there was a marriage after the blonde lady?
I don't know.
I don't know.
You know, if Joe's like in the neighborhood and Joe is in our listening area here.
Listen, if he's got an alarm at his house, anybody in media says the name Joe Theismann.
Are you going to stand by four? I'm going to say.
He goes to the back computer.
Do you think it's four because there was one before?
Yes, before
Sherry?
Before the one, I think that's her name, was Sherry or Sharon. I think there was one before.
Well, there was Sherry Theismann.
She's the one in the hot tub. I think she was number two.
Okay, then you might be right.
And I don't mean that she was number two. I mean, no. I think she was his second wife.
When did he marry Sherry? Because he has a boy my age.
And that, I believe, is Sherry's son.
Oh, that was...
Yeah, and I've met Joe's son at a golf tournament.
Hmm. Yeah, he went to Flint Hill Elementary School with me.
Okay.
Why don't you give out his home address? That's a pretty good idea. Just give out the street address.
Where does he live?
If you want to go visit Joe Theismann.
I think he's living now at Mockingbird Lane.
13. That's the Munster's address. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. Oh, come on. I've got no time to wait for you. Hello, Don and Mike. You're on the air.
Hey, guys. I was just going to let you guys know that Doug Christie's got his own reality TV show going on.
Hey, Doug Christie just got his ass traded from the Sacramento Kings. Hey, he got traded where?
Orlando.
Right, yeah. Remember, that's the guy who's got the wife in the stands that doesn't like him looking at other chicks?
Yeah, apparently he's got his own reality show now with her.
Hold on. You're going to try to do a joke here, right?
No, it's serious.
You're serious?
Yeah.
The guy from the Kings?
Reality show. He's already in the works.
What's it going to be called? Here we go.
I have no idea. Nobody really knows anything about it.
All right, so this is not a joke, then.
It's not a joke.
It's going to be tougher for him in Orlando, I would say.
Yeah.
Because there are a lot, there are a lot more distractions in Orlando than there are in Sacramento.
Really?
Yeah.
Really, Mike?
I think so.
You think if you stack those two major American cities next to each other, that Orlando might have more happening than Sacramento?
I would think so. It'd be very bad if he went to Miami.
Do you remember when we went out there and they had, what was it, the Rutabaga Festival?
Yeah.
What was it?
The Asparagus Festival.
That's right. Asparagus Festival.
The Asparagus Festival.
The last time we were in Sacramento.
Don't go to any men's rooms.
No. We're at the hotel, getting wasted before we have to go do our appearance. And we're watching, like, Channel 2 News, whatever it is.
It's a proud day to be in Sacramento. Look at the thousands and thousands of ears of asparagus.
It's the asparagus festival.
What do you call it?
A stalk.
That was it, a stalk of asparagus.
Oh, we're
going to
get the calls now.
Hello there. Don is Mike Show.
It's great.
Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike?
Yes, hi.
Hey, how's it going? Hey, okay. Mike, I was wondering, excuse me, do you ever do an impression of Mike, of Don?
Yes, but it's only when Don was 14 years old.
Holding the 45s, that's right.
It's the only impression I do. It's the one that, and I'll let everybody behind the curtain a little bit here. It's because it's easy. Those are the ones I like to do. The ones that I do are easy. But it doesn't sound anything like Don sounds right now. But it's the Blue 123.
Go ahead, Blue 128.
Peter Bonanza, Blue 123. I am the Big Don Geronimo. We are going to be taking your calls right now. Going right now with Blue 123. I am going to...
That's it. That's how it goes.
Thank you, Rob.
It's embarrassing. So you should know that's good. That embarrasses me.
Well, it shouldn't. It's the most sincere form of flattery.
That's right. Don and Mike Show.
Donnie with an I. You're
right.
The only man that can say, I have that really cool Star Trek uniform and get away with it. And damn it, I love you guys for it.
All right, see you, faggot.
Thank you for the call. Respect for respect.
I love Don and Mike Show. Phone scan. Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, did you hear about Dennis Murphy?
What about him?
Well, he got a parking ticket up here in Baltimore, and he called in the local radio station up here at 105.7, panhandled for a 75.